I got addicted to YouTube and had a fascinating place to go to see all the wonderful videos that you young people had produced. So I thought I'd have a go at doing one myself. But as you can see, if this ever does get uploaded to YouTube, I need a lot of help. Oh yes, and incidentally the picture, I really am as old as I look, and therefore I think I'm in a unique position. What I hope I'll be able to do is just to bitch and grumble about life in general from the perspective of an old person who's been there and done that, and hopefully then I might be able to do other videos to follow up your comments. I do hope so. Bye now. I've just put my views with regard to who are the YouTubers, and I choose a selection between various ages and sex, and have got a pretty good idea of who YouTubers are. I'll just tell you that I deserve a prize, possibly, because I think I might be the oldest member of YouTube, because I'm 79 years old. I live across the pond in England, UK, and I'm a widower. I live alone, and I get great rewards, I suppose is the word I want, from using the internet and the availability of communicating with people. I use MSN Messenger to talk to people, and I use Skype, and I've made many friends on the internet through those networks. But of course it's obvious that to be able to make and to think about a considered sort of speech or talk that you want to give, and do it in the form of a video where people can actually see you, is well, it's a wonderful idea, and I'm sure it will grow. But I think, yes, you're absolutely right that we must somehow get rid of all these ignorant people who put these rude remarks onto anybody's site. But I don't think we should ban them. Young children, or young people, are so imaginative. They're also very computer literate these days, and they have such wonderful ideas. They can be both fun, they can be very intelligent, and they can be very erudite in what they want to talk about. So they must not be banned per se, but the only solution I can think of to put forward is that already, because of the license agreement, the people who run YouTube do operate a form of censorship, in that they will not allow, well, what I'll describe as pornography portrayed in the way of images, and I believe that is quite right. But I see that I've already gone to 5 minutes, which is more than I intended. So good luck to you, and I hope you'll be able to achieve something. Okay, goodbye. This morning in my emails I had 4,700 notifications from YouTube that 4,700 of you lovely people had submitted comments or subscribed or sent messages to me. I am absolutely overwhelmed and don't quite know what to say. If I should break down during this video, then I'll click the button and I will come back to you as soon as possible. But I just need to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you people. This YouTube experience has been one of the major changes and breakthroughs in my life, and given me a whole new world to experience. Many of you have asked me questions about my life, and I intended to put on a couple of videos where I did tell you something about it. I intended to make it as light-hearted as I could, because I think at the moment I may have come across as a grumpy old man that I am not, and you say you're interested in my life, and I need to tell you. I'm not going to tell you today, but I needed to upload this response as quickly as I possibly could, so that you would know how appreciative I am of your love. That is, I was born in 1927, and of course my young life was spent when World War II was happening, and the city in which I lived was heavily bombed, so it was quite a stressful life, really. But I really wanted to talk about my education. You must know that by the time you were 11, somebody decided that one person had got the ability to go on to further education, and those like me, why ever they decided, I was sent on to a school where I was educated until 16. They thought you should learn Latin and read Shakespeare and all sorts of rubbish, but the point of it was that you were going to be one of the white collar workers. You were going to go into some sort of profession or other, and that was my lot. So I give you all my best wishes and goodbye.